Europhile left separatist Scots announced domestic vaccine passports for large events. By Victoria Friedman on September 2, 2021. The leftist separatist Scottish National Party, SNP, wants to institute domestic vaccine passports for entry to nightclubs and large events across Scotland. SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon, who was caught breaking her own coronavirus rules last year which otherwise would have resulted in the average Scot being fined £60, announced on Wednesday afternoon that members of the Scottish Parliament, MSP and Holyrood will debate and vote on vaccine certificates being required for entry to nightclubs and large venues. First Minister Sturgeon said, according to the Daily Record, that while her government did not believe in vaccination certification for access to key services or other routine public settings, we do consider that a limited use of vaccine certification could help to control the spread of the virus as we head into the autumn and winter. For any decision of this nature to have an impact before winter, we would have to take and implement it quickly. We propose, subject to Parliament's agreement, that vaccination certification should be introduced later this month, once all adults have had the opportunity to be fully vaccinated, Sturgeon continued. The SNP leader, who within days of the UK voting to leave the EU in June 2016 sought to begin negotiations with Brussels to protect its place in the bloc, outlined the venues for which domestic vaccine passports would be required. Initially, it would be for nightclubs and adult entertainment venues, unseated indoor live events where there are more than 500 people in the audience, unseated outdoor live events attended by more than 4,000 people, and any event, of any nature, attended by more than 10,000 people. The limits may not be restricted to those settings. However, with Sturgeon adding, we do not currently consider it appropriate to introduce certification for the hospitality industry as a whole, and hope that it will not be necessary to do so. However, we will be keeping that under review. MSPs will debate the measures starting next week. The announcement came after Prime Minister Boris Johnson doubled down on the pledge he made on so-called Freedom Day, July 19, when he announced vaccine passports for nightclubs, adding that they could be required for some other settings. Prime Minister Johnson's official spokesman said on Tuesday, "We set out broadly our intention to require vaccination for nightclubs and some other settings. We will be coming forward in the coming weeks with detail for that." Just last month, the Scottish Government opened a consultation on making the emergency coronavirus measures permanent before they expire in March 2022, should there be another public health threat in Scotland. Powers due to expire include limiting gatherings, introducing lockdowns, and mandating mask wearing. With the proposal document saying a permanence to the law would give Scottish ministers the same powers to protect the people of Scotland from any incidence or spread of infection or contamination which presents or could present significant harm to human health in Scotland, not just COVID. The public consultation period is due to end on November 9. This is not the first time the SNP government has been in the media recently. Last month, the woke regional government announced that Scottish schools can assist children to transition their gender identity from as young as 4, and without parental consent. Later that month, the Scottish government announced that it was embedding race equality in schools, including decolonizing the curriculum, with documents instructing teachers on how to identify white fragility.